You know the big names of the NFL draft by now.
Mm-hmm.
And on the last episode, we gave you some hidden gems. But guess what? We're back. We're not going anywhere. Part two, hidden gems on the show today of the 2021 NFL draft. Let's get straight to it.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
Hello.
What up, what up, what up, son?
What's good, what's good? Welcome into the Fantasyland Football Podcast. I am Zach. That is Daniel Badaki. It is Thursday, April 15th.
Correct.
Hopefully you're having a fantastic Thursday, morning, afternoon, night. Thursday's a big day because in Sydney, where we are right now, you can do your shopping at night. I don't know why I'm telling people this, but in America, you can shop at night whenever you want, but Sydney is a little bit different.
Correct. Yeah, Sydney is, they're weird, but yeah. We love it.
Yeah, sometimes. Nah, for the most part. Badaki, tell people about Discord before we get into this Dynasty Hidden Gem Rookies segment. Yeah. Tell people about that.
Absolutely. So Discord is just a Discord server channel. So if you want to come in, be part of the Fantasyland community and ask questions, you know, there were some people asking about draft picks and dynasty draft picks and who they should be taking in the six. So they had the six pick and all this other stuff and who they would be taking. So it's just a place where you can come in, ask some questions, you can ask us questions, and you can ask the community questions. And yeah. I think it's just a great way for you to get connected with what we are doing, kind of like behind the scenes every day, kind of chatting with people and giving them advice. And
we got some people in the Discord right now. Big shout out to Sean Hanley, to C Payne, to Azeem, to Lannon,
Paulie
all
D.
These guys, Paulie D, the popping off in the Discord. We got, it's growing every day. And yeah. I actually really enjoy that community over there. So if you want to join our Discord, you just need one link. That link is solo.to/fantasylandfootball. Again, that link is solo.to/fantasylandfootball. That will take you to our Discord, our YouTube page, where you can subscribe, watch the show, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
You can find anything we do there. So that is one link for all your Fantasyland football needs, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's talk about what we're here to talk about.
I'm a firm believer. Where you go is more important than when.
Okay, we've got some more hidden gem rookies on the show. Last show we did this, we talked about some quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs. Now we're here for round two.
Yeah.
What's the point of this? Again, the point is you want to be the biggest brain in that draft room. You know, when you're watching the draft with your friends, I don't know, with your mom, with your dad, with your friends. Maybe you got friends, maybe you don't. If you don't, we'll be your friends. But the point is, on draft day, it's the most fun day. But sometimes after the first day, people don't know any players. They're like, oh, we got this guy. I don't know who it is. Well, you listen to this podcast. Anytime a interesting player is drafted offensively, you're going to know about them because we're giving you the hookups here, Badaki.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of like a scenario kind of like Jordan Love. You know, you probably heard him once or twice, but you're probably like, why did they draft him? And I believe that, you know, when you get Trevor Lawrence, for example, this is probably a bad example. Let's say Jags get Trevor Lawrence and then they draft the second quarterback in the fifth round. You say, why did they do that? Yeah. You can be like, oh, that guy is the guy that we're talking about today. And then you can say,
Good example is when Kirk Cousins was drafted.
Oh, perfect.
By Washington in 2012 when they drafted RG3. You know, the guy's late rounds. I mean, Doug Baldwin wasn't drafted. You've got Terry McLaurin in the third. So these are the guys that, you know, you're going to know about, even though other people might not. Let's start with the quarterback. We got one quarterback to talk to you about today. Kellen Mond out of Texas A&M. This is a name, a big name that keeps circulating through the NFL draft rumors. And yesterday we did a community NFL mock draft. All together, we had everyone choose the picks. And the community chose Kellen Mond in the first round, the last pick to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. Don't love that happening personally, but Kellen Mond's an interesting prospect to say the least, right? I mean, he's interesting.
Yeah, he's definitely interesting. I think if you watch his tape, and I think there's some recency hype around him, you know, I think he's going to be shooting up the draft board in a couple spots just because of all the attention he's been getting a little bit. It's not crazy attention, but it's something. But yeah, you know, he has a, I think one thing I noticed from him is just that weird stance.
Yeah.
You know,
what did I say when we were watching his film? I said he looks like the foreign exchange student that, you know, came to your high school and you were trying to show him how to throw a football. You know, he holds it real, like, robotic, like, and you're like, no. So put your fingers on the laces. And he's like, oh, okay.
Bro.
Like this? It's just, he's so bulky. Weird how he, like, carries the ball and runs.
Have you seen that TikTok of, like, a movie of, like, this guy is, like, on a football field? And he was just like, I forgot what the TikTok is, but it's in, I forgot, like, what it, the preface is about, but they're making fun of how he throws. So he's running and he's throwing the ball. He's like, ugh. And like, it's a fake throw. It's hard. It's probably a bad example.
Look, it's probably funnier with the video than you explaining it.
You had to be there.
Isn't that the worst when you like, when there's a video that pops in your head, you're like, this is a perfect video for what we're talking about. And then you try and explain it to your friends and you're like, I shouldn't have even started. He's got potential. Here's the deal. In college, you can be the 1% special and that's okay. Right? You can be the 1% special in college and you can ball out. You can be the big man on campus.
Yeah.
But when you get to the NFL, 1% isn't good enough. To be a special quarterback in the NFL, you have to be that 0.0001% special. And unfortunately, in my opinion, Kellen Mond is only that college 1% special. He's not got the 0.00 Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers type special abilities. You know, there is potential. I would love to be wrong. We've seen some comps to a poor man's Colin Kaepernick is what we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it definitely holds true when you see his tape. We've saw a comparison to Josh Dobbs. If you don't know who Josh Dobbs is, he had a very successful backup career in the NFL, played with the Steelers for a bit there. But what are some teams that make sense for Kellen Mond to potentially allow him to develop into more than what I think he could be?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind are the Texans. And obviously, you know, they are in a disarray and they have no idea what's happening with their organization. And yes, they got Tyrod Taylor. Yes, they're going to probably utilize him. But Tyrod Taylor only has a certain amount of years in the tank. And, you know, Kellen Mond can
He's only got a certain amount of lungs that you can puncture. At some point, you have to stop playing football, right? I mean...
Yeah, and I think that's why this makes sense. Kellen Mond can come in, fresh legs, good attitude. You know, maybe he can compete with Tyrod Taylor, a guy that has, you know, some experience in the league. Probably not the best experience, but can come in and compete for a job.
Yeah, and it's a great guy to learn under, Tyrod. And then when the team finds out you're better than him, easy way out. Just puncture a lung. The other team that makes sense is potentially the Philadelphia Eagles. And you say, well, what about Jalen Hurts? Well, I think you can get Kellen Mond in the late second, third rounds. So bring in a guy to compete, a young guy to compete. There's a bunch of ego in one room and see who's going to come out on top. Hey, maybe Jalen Hurts comes out on top. Probably, right? If that's the case, then at least you pushed Jalen Hurts to be the best that he could be. Do you see him in a higher light than I do at all? Or are we kind of seeing him in the same light as a prospect?
I personally don't see him high at all. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Kellen Mond. I think there is some glimpses of hope, I guess, in his game. But at the moment, I'm not excited. I would have to watch some more film and understand who he is as a player, even though we did watch film. But I think I need to do a little bit more digging.
Okay. Well, here's what I'll say. We talked about on the last show, Kyle Trask, Davis Mills. I would take both of those quarterbacks over Kellen Mond if I were a GM.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Out of the three, awesome. He's a third. He's ranking him. If we rank him, sorry, he's
He's last. He's the Chris Bosh of hidden gem quarterback potentials.
I mean, he won some rings, so.
Yeah. Shout out to him. Okay, let's talk about running backs. Ramondre Stevenson out of Oklahoma. First off, again, with the names, Ramondre's just a badass name. Like, what's up, Ramondre? Like, at least it's not Bob. Hey, yeah. Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Right.
Shout out to everyone named Bob. I just keep destroying your dreams. Likely a fifth-round pick, potentially higher, potentially lower. What do we notice out of Ramondre? I think the big thing that stands out, he's a tank. He's an absolute tank. He's a unit. Super thick. Well, we kept. He's a thick boy.
That's that from TikTok boy as well. Thick. No.
He's got a pretty good ability to cut and some good vision, good patience. Mm. Now, he doesn't necessarily have like insane speed. He's not going to blow you away. He's not going to be the guy to, you know, he breaks through the line and then takes it to the house. But he is a smart player, and he's a pretty thick player. And I think we compared him a little bit to LeGarrette Blount. You specifically said that.
Yeah, when I say LeGarrette Blount, I just think of his size and his ability, like you said, his ability to cut and how he's a big, big build. You know, he can definitely break some tackles. Doesn't mean he's going to do some crazy damage, but I think he could be a threat later on in his career. You know, I think my vision, you know, and for Ramondre Stevenson is more, you know, he's gonna have a backup role. Then he's going to have an opportunity to start maybe in his second year for a couple games, and maybe he flourishes there in his second year. Yeah. Who knows? That's probably best case scenario. But I like Ramondre Stevenson, especially in Dynasty as well. Like I wouldn't mind taking a flyer on him.
Feels like almost he could develop like a career Chris Carson had, right?
Yeah.
Like Chris Carson was a real, real late round pick. I think he was a seventh round pick. And now he's a cornerstone to the Seahawks offense. And I feel like there's some similarities there as far as how their careers could develop. Buffalo could make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one's really a fan of Zach Moss. No one's really a fan of Devin Singletary. Yeah. Like, that's probably harsh, but they haven't shown us that they are that guy.
Yeah.
And it's like if you line up in the backfield, right? Let's say it's first and goal at the 3-yard line. Well, Josh Allen's going to run the ball. But wait a second. We're in the shotgun and Ramondre Stevenson is also with me. You're adding a new layer, right? Exactly. No one's scared of seeing Zach Moss on the goal line.
Exactly. And I think that's why we love this fit. I love this fit, you know, specifically the Buffalo Bills. They need a bigger body. You know, Zach Moss and Singletary aren't that big third down. All right, let's get this first down back. You know, Josh Allen has been doing that for the past couple of years, and he can't be taking those hits all the time. So they need a big body running back.
Yeah, definitely. Protect him long term. I mean, you don't want RG3 repeat. All right, the Panthers make sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
He could easily slot into that Mike Davis role to spell CMC. Trey Sermon, Ohio State, take it away.
Yeah, likely fifth round. If you don't know who Trey Sermon is, he is the guy that broke Eddie George's game in the all-time rushing record for Ohio State. Okay,
that was crazy, dude.
You need to watch this game. Who
Northwestern.
Northwestern, correct. He had 29 carries, 331 yards. The man went off. That was his best game of his career. And, you know, there's a lot of people talking about him. And
yeah,
Trey Sermon is a guy that we see potential in. He does have good vision, but he can't get away in the second level. And I think that's one thing that stood out to both of us. He gets in the hole. He finds space. He's going to get caught.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, he almost runs. The way he runs is almost heavily based on how his emotions feel.
Right.
I don't know if that might not make sense. That might sound too like, hey, let's talk about football, not emotions. But I just noticed when he was feeling himself, he was quicker than when he was just not feeling himself. He was just in the motions. When he was feeling himself, it's like he had an extra like a, you know, in 2K when you get the fire, or NBA Jam when you start
NBA Jam, when you get the fire, bro. You hit the three shots and you're hot.
Yeah. It's when he's in a mood, when he's in like his zone, he's faster. And it's weird, but we saw it on tape. I'm not sure that he's ever got the star potential in the NFL, but potentially like a good backup role.
Yeah.
We compared him a little bit to James Conner. Why do we do that? You specifically.
Yeah, I saw glimpses of James Conner, and I'm not saying James Conner is amazing. Okay, I'm saying that I think I saw it in his running ability. James Conner does have decent running ability. He doesn't have that extreme speed in the second level. If you watch James Conner tape, he normally gets caught. I could actually. He does get caught, but I think I've seen a couple of times where he actually breaks off and kind of goes.
But typically a DB can beat James Conner
exactly
down the field.
So I think that's why I compared him.
You've got a nice like low-key ability to, when we watch film, be like, oh yeah, he actually looks like this guy. You got a pretty good ability to do a nice comparison. Oh.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
Bro, wow, this is just a nice wholesome moment on the podcast. Bengals make sense, Saints make sense, and the reason both of these teams make sense is because he can serve a backup role. He doesn't have to be the guy. He's not going to be the guy. But if Joe Mixon goes down, he could fill in well. We've seen him take over games. He has the ability to fill in nicely for a star running back who gets injured. Correct. The Saints specifically, Latavius Murray isn't getting any younger. He's 31 years old. They could easily let go of his contract in the next year or so. So I think both of those teams could potentially make sense as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. You're right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Puka bro. Williams.
Thanks, bro. Oh my gosh. Okay, Puka Williams. I like this kid. I really like Puka. When we put on his film, I mean, first off, it's just fun to say Puka. Puka, could you please become a fantasy star? Because it's just a fun name to have flying around the draft board.
Yeah,
you got Puka in the third, you know, in 2 years from now. Puka Williams, super, super athletic guy, very twitchy. Mm-hmm. One of the fastest guys we're talking about on the show today. Could be a great gadget player. Really, really fun to watch. Go put on some Puka Williams tape. And you're going to have a lot of fun watching him. He's likely a sixth-round pick. Wow, why did you just take me on that roller coaster of emotions to tell me that he's likely a sixth-round pick, Zach? Well, he's not the biggest guy.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to how we were talking about Tutu Atwell, he's not a big guy at all. He's got a very small frame. I think he's 170 pounds.
Yeah.
He doesn't always translate to the NFL.
No, and this is why he was exciting, because he's more of like a gadget player. He's more of a Curtis Samuel type of a player, someone that can come in and kind of run. He can play in the slot. He can run that deep ball. You know, he can play in the backfield. He can do those things. And other than Curtis Samuel, we also compared him to Boston Scott. Boston Scott was kind of all over the field last year with Philly when Miles Sanders was down. And that's what we see in him. Doesn't mean he's going to be amazing, but he does have potential. We've seen glimpses. All these guys, by the way, we see glimpses of something that can be utilized in the league, and they can have a successful career. Maybe not in fantasy, but just a career.
Almost every year, there are players in the fourth round and up that turn out to be Pro Bowlers. Bro, we just put up a video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the 2011 draft. By the way, in the 2011 draft, in the first 16 picks, 12 players had Pro Bowl careers. Only 3 players did not. Find out on YouTube. Watch that video. But the point is, Richard Sherman was a 5th-round pick in that draft. Doug Baldwin was undrafted. Mm. And he is the third-time leader in receptions for the Seattle Seahawks. So there's always value late in drafts. We just don't always see it before they get to the NFL.
Yeah.
Puka Williams has a special ability to make guys miss. He's super tiny, but we watched a play. I don't remember who he was playing, but from the line of scrimmage to the second tier of defense, he made 8 players miss. He only had 4 more players before he made the whole team miss. Like, what was one of the scouting reports we saw? So quick. Yeah. You couldn't touch him in a phone booth.
No.
He's the type of guy who take a credit card out of your wallet and you don't even notice it.
Yeah.
He's very, very quick, very shifty.
And he, like I said, he's fun to watch, and he will play a good role on a good team. And the team that we see are the Denver Broncos, someone that is smaller. They obviously have those big body receivers. They have Melvin Gordon in the backfield. You know, he can come in and kind of mix it up a little bit, you know, switch it up, do something different. And we also, another team that we saw with the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick always sees something special in somebody that we don't see. Okay. And he makes them a star. And Puka Williams, with the Bill Belichick effect, could be a star.
They also need to replace James White. James White's only got a 1-year contract, and Burkhead is like 30,000 years old and
injury. He just tore his ACL last year. Edelman's
out, so they need to find another gadget guy. I wouldn't be surprised if Puka transitioned to slot instead of a running back. He's either going to have like a third down James White role, or he's going to be in the slot more likely than not.
Who knows? Elijah Mitchell.
Mitchell and man,
our last running back on our list here out of Louisiana. It's likely a fifth round.
The Raging Cajuns.
By the way,
shout out to Five Guys. The Cajun fries, fantastic. Unreal. If you haven't had them, I don't know what you're doing with your life. Go to Five Guys today and get the Cajun fries. Mwah, beautiful. Anyway.
There was a time when I used to eat Five Guys all the time, and look at the result. Elijah Mitchell, yes, he does.
I'm a walking ad.
Honestly, Five Guys, if you'd like to sponsor this, amazing. He's likely a fifth round pick, okay? And one thing that we saw about him is that he just does everything average, okay? He's not someone that's amazing. He's not someone that's going to be spectacular. He does a lot of things well, okay?
Yeah.
And which is good, because there's a lot of key roles in the NFL that could be filled with great work ethic. You have good work ethic doesn't mean that you're a superstar. He does have the NFL speed. And we saw him, and we saw he was exciting to look at. You know, he was exciting to watch.
Yeah, it really sucks, because I think this is more of like a natural, God-given, born talent issue. Like, that's the thing. If he had the talent of a Travis Etienne, a Najee Harris, then he would easily be one of the top backs in this draft. He does a lot of things well. Mm. There's just nothing spectacular. There's just nothing that you look and say, holy crap, he could change so many things for my team. He just does a lot of things well.
Right.
Who's a guy? I mean, there's a guy you specifically compared him to.
Wayne the Train, he is the X Factor. You know, when Saquon went down, Wayne came in. You saw the game against the Seattle Seahawks. He ran for that, 30-plus yard run. And I was like, it's Wayne Gallman. That could be Elijah Mitchell.
It's Wayne Gallman, the best average player ever.
It's actually a great comparison. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I like it. All right, teams that make sense, the Bengals, the Eagles. I will say Elijah does have the speed of an NFL back. Yeah. That is one thing that does stand out. Again, everything else he does just averagely, and I'm not sure that it can be coached for the next level. It's just a God-given gift thing. Mm. Bengals can make sense to spell Joe Mixon. The Eagles could make sense as well. I know they just signed Jordan Howard, but Jordan Howard should be retired by now. Hopefully, Miles Sanders, you know, stays healthy. But if he does not, then Elijah Mitchell could fill a nice little role there.
Yeah,
for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I completely agree. You know, I like these. I like these two teams, in my personal opinion.
Yep.
2021 wide receiver rookies, hidden gems. Yep. Okay. First guy.
Part two.
Tylan Wallace, Oklahoma State. And this guy is special, okay? I think out of all these guys that we're going to be talking about today, Tylan Wallace is probably on the top of our list here.
Oh, yeah. Out of every prospect that we've talked to you about so far, Tylan Wallace has to be the number one guy of this list.
He's likely a third-round pick, and the kid is good, okay?
Yeah, he's nice.
He can be something special. And if when you watch his tape, you can see that. He can win contesting catches. He's a deep ball threat. He could be a deep ball threat in the NFL. He you know how we were saying, you know, Elijah Mitchell does everything right. This guy does everything amazing.
He does everything right, but he's also spectacular.
Yeah.
Like, he also has plays where you're like, wow, like that could change an NFL team.
Exactly. And we like this. We like this guy. I think the guy that we saw in him, the glimpses, was, if we had a pro comparison, was DJ Moore. You know, DJ Moore,
yeah,
coming into the league, he was DJ Moore a first round pick, by the way?
I don't know. Let me look. He was pretty high.
But, you know, obviously DJ Moore is a pretty special guy. He can come in and change the team. I think at the time, you know.
Yeah, first round, 24th overall pick.
Yeah, he was coming in to fill a role. And I think Tylan Wallace can come in and do that as well.
Yeah, you know, he's nice.
Let me just double check. I just want to double
check.
Teams
that can make sense. Ravens make sense. They need a big body. He's got a nice sized NFL body on him. That sounds weird, but
that's what I'm going to look up. I just want to double check his height and everything, because we are talking really highly about him. He's 6 foot, 190 pounds. Okay,
yeah.
I mean, there you go. That's really it. I mean, that's a good size.
Decent body. Ravens make sense. Jets make sense. Eagles, Jags. I think Jags, if you can steal him in the third round, this could be a guy that you're building your future with Trevor Lawrence. Go watch Tylan Wallace tape. He's really, really fun to watch. And whatever team's going to snag him, is going to find themselves with a potential future star. He has that potential to be a star.
I completely agree.
Amari Rodgers. Mr. Rodgers. Out of Clemson. He's nice. Likely fifth round pick. He's definitely going to probably be a slot. He's probably going to be a slot wide receiver in the NFL. He's got the ability to break some tackles, crazy speed, will do damage in space. He did have the best quarterback in college, Trevor Lawrence, so that does skew the way that you look at him when you're scouting him. But he's not the biggest guy.
No.
So he could definitely fill a role like a Ty Montgomery, a Christian Kirk.
Correct.
But in my opinion, he has a higher upside than those two players. I see him potentially filling like a proper wide receiver two role within an offense.
Yeah.
Like, Kirk's not really a wide receiver two.
You know,
Montgomery wasn't really anything, but he's got more upside than those two players.
And, you know, the first person that came to mind, actually, now thinking of, if I had to give you, I mean, obviously we gave you a reference right now, but I saw, now thinking about it, I'm seeing glimpses of Corey Davis. He's not as tall, but he can play that role that Corey Davis plays on a team. And I think that's why I like him. Amari Rodgers, he doesn't have the height. He's only, I think, 5'10". And
yeah, he could actually transition to a running back.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people were saying, that he could transition to a running back. And we saw those glimpses. We saw him in the backfield. We saw him running those deep ball threats and those slot routes. So he has a decent route tree. We just need to see where he falls and how a team is going to utilize him.
Yeah, agreed. A lot of players switch positions between wide receiver and running back when they go into the league. So could definitely happen. Had a lot of plays that are on tape that wow you. It's just in the back of your mind, you're always thinking, well, he's also got Trevor Lawrence. So how much of this is a product of having the best quarterback in college football? So,
correct.
Yeah. Next guy on the list, and the last guy we'll talk about today, is Jonathan Adams Jr. out of Arkansas State. Big body. Genuinely big body. Was he 6'3", Badaki? Can you check that for me?
6'3", confirmed.
6'3". He's got the ability to win one-on-one balls. You can chuck the ball up downfield and guarantee it. Jonathan Adams is coming down with it. What's the problem? Why is he likely a sixth-round pick? Well, that's really the only thing he does spectacularly, right? Elijah Mitchell, we said, does everything just well, nothing spectacularly. Well, Unfortunately, Jonathan Adams only really does one thing spectacularly, and that's winning one-on-one balls. Correct. When I watch his game, I really see a lot of hints of Mike Williams, which Mike Williams is a valuable piece. He's a valuable player.
Absolutely.
But his game is not the kind of guy you're getting the ball to 10 times a game. You're not throwing 10 targets his way. You're throwing anywhere from 2 to 5 targets his way per game. He's a deep... deep threat, definitely. He's got the red zone ability to go up and grab the ball one-on-one, but he's not really got more to his game than that.
I completely agree. I mean, this guy was exciting to watch, but it was like, wow, what a catch. And then it goes, wow, what a catch. And then you forget about him. You know, like, it's kind of, this is a great example because we did compare him to Mike Williams. Remember when the Chargers were playing the Saints, I think it was Sunday night or Monday night, and he'd make that crazy catch in the sidelines. Yeah. He can do something like that.
Yeah.
And then you forget about Mike Williams the next week, and you're like, wait, like, why aren't we throwing him the ball? Because he can do something special. You know, Jonathan Adams could be a one-week guy, and then he's lost for the rest of the season. So
yeah, it's unfortunate. It reminds me of a lot of wide receivers who come in and they're big body, they win one-on-one balls, but they don't have the other parts of their game.
Yeah.
Specifically, a part of his game that lacked is route running. Like, if you can't expand your route tree in the NFL, then you're not going to be a successful NFL wide receiver.
Correct.
But some teams that make sense, whoever needs a big body, the Eagles, they need a big body. The Raiders, I mean, you know, put him on the Raiders. That's probably his best chance for success. David Carr can throw the ball up. His name is Derek. Derek.
It makes sense. And, you know, another team I can see are the Lions. Obviously, they got rid of Kenny G. Marvin Jones and all these other guys kind of left. Obviously, they have Tyrell Williams, but he only signed a one-year deal. This guy can probably go on the Tyrell Williams wing and he can teach him something, you know. He can, you know, give him some more, put some more ammunition in his route tree and understand how to be something special in the NFL.
Potentially. Yeah. No, you could be right. All right. Out of the guys we talked to the last two podcasts, who are you most excited about? You have to pick one player.
One player?
Yeah. Out of the last two podcasts, these hidden gems. Oh, if you had to bet money and say, this guy is going to be the guy that's a star one day in the NFL. This is the diamond in the rough. Shout out to... what's that movie? Aladdin. Right? Diamond in the Rough. Diamond. Hey, that new Aladdin movie is nice. Like, that's one of the live actions where I'm like, hey, you did it right. The other one's questionable. Lion King live action was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Boy. How do you have that cast? And they literally just look like lions. Like, it makes sense, right? But there's no emotion on a lion's face. So, oh God, that was hard to watch. We're getting way off track here. Anyway, who's the one guy you would say? You say, this guy's going to be a star if I had to bet money on any of these hidden gems.
If I had to bet money on any of these guys, I'm going to say, I'll give you one wide receiver and one running back. Fair?
Okay. Cheating a little bit. You're putting the odds up a little bit more for yourself. Go ahead.
I'm going to say Amon-Ra St. Brown for the wide receivers over Tylan Wallace, even though I do love Tylan Wallace. And for running backs,
there's one particular you were pretty high on last podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say Chuba Hubbard, but
okay.
Yeah, Chuba Hubbard and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think those two guys have the best ability to go on a team and be something relevant. They can be
Marcus Brown can be a Marvin Jones about. They in have a couple star years. Potential. Star potential is what we're talking about.
Okay, star potential then? Yes. Star potential for those two guys.
Okay. I'll give you my two. Tylan Wallace would be my wide receiver. Okay. I just really feel that he could step in and be something special given the right circumstance. Mm-hmm. And then running back, it's not a question for me. Michael Carter. Michael Carter, if I had to choose one player, is the one player of all these hidden gems where I would say that guy could genuinely end up as a star in the NFL. So
say less.
Hopefully, you know, maybe all the guys we just talked about, maybe we just wasted all your time. You know, hopefully these last two podcasts were a complete waste of your time.
Yeah. And I think when we were planning this podcast, we were saying, you know, I hope we're wrong about all these guys. You know, mm-hmm. I hope that all these guys can be stars somehow, in some way, because like, if you really think about it,
so like wrong, just throwing shade on people.
Yeah.
For the last two pods.
And that's why we didn't want to do anything negative. It was just like, these guys are hidden gems. You know, these guys are something special. They're not like these guys. We're not going to make a podcast saying these guys will definitely be bust in the NFL.
Yeah.
Now we'll do it after the fact when we have some stats.
Yeah. I just know how I feel when, you know, I play face of the franchise mode in Madden and I watch little cutscenes where they're like, oh, this kid doesn't have it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let me show you what I have. And I go out and throw 10 touchdowns, 1,000 yards in one single game. What's up now, huh? Talk about me. Obviously, I will never make it to the NFL. Mm. So, and to put respect on every single person's name that we've talked about so far, we're talking about them. They're not talking about us.
Yeah.
So, big shout out to them. Big respect. Hopefully you guys have a great rest of your day. Hopefully you enjoyed this. We're excited for the draft. Big things coming up, Adaki. You want to tell anyone about anything particular to end the show?
No, as always, patreon.com/fantasylandfam. Zach and I spent a huge amount of time actually planning for Patreon yesterday.
Yeah.
We're going to plan more of Patreon after this. And we are excited to announce that there's some really cool things coming really soon. Do we want to say specifically what's happening?
We'll tell you one little teaser. A lot of people have been asking how to be a part of a follower league, a follower fantasy football league. And what we will tell you for now is that you will be able to do that this year. We have some really fun, some really cool ideas in ways that you can play against us and against other followers. And it's not going to be like some boring, hey, let's do DFS every week. No, you're going to play in a real league with us. Yeah. You're going to have the ability to trade with us. It's going to be fun. And the last thing I'll say is just Golden Goat. That's all I'll say. The League of the Golden Goats. You'll be able to find out more. But if you do want to be a part of leagues, just DM us on one of our social media accounts. We'll tell you how you can be a part of it. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you on the next one. See you there.
See you there.
Hey. Yeah, you. The one listening to this podcast. You made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching. Because you deserve it.